USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A man accused of stabbing novelist Salman Rushdie at a lecture series in southwestern New York was charged with attempted murder and assault, authorities said Saturday. Hadi Matar from Fairview, New Jersey, jumped onto the stage at the Chautauqua Institution on Friday and attacked Mr. Rushdie moments after the author was introduced to the audience. Mr. Matar, 24, pled not guilty to second-degree attempted murder and is being held without bail. A fundraiser for the families of 10 people killed in a house fire in Pennsylvania is now a mass casualty scene.
Tragedy at a local fundraiser aimed at helping family members of another horrible tragedy. A car plowed into a crowd in Berwick this evening, resulting in mass casualties. A crowd that had gathered to support victims of last week's fire in Nescopeck, which killed 10 people.
This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The House Democrats' top investigators on Saturday asked the Director of National Intelligence to conduct a review and damage assessment of the boxes of highly classified information seized by the FBI this week from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The letter was sent to National Intelligence Director April Haynes by House Oversight Chairwoman Carolyn D. Maloney, Democrat from New York, and House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Chairman Adam B. Schiff, Democrat of California, and cites the search warrant cataloging the classified documents of various levels of sensitivity found at Mar-a-Lago. The Southern Baptist Convention, the second largest faith group in the country, said Friday that the Justice Department is investigating multiple arms of the denomination following an internal report that showed mishandling of sexual abuse cases. The report concluded that sex abuse survivors were often ignored, minimized, and even vilified. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's 2022 AD, and we're using the words polio again.
Health officials are urging people in New York City to be proactive after polio was found in wastewater samples. The disease was largely eradicated in the United States, but now it's believed to be circulating in the Big Apple once again. Dr. Mary Leahy, CEO of the Bonsecours Charity Health System, told CBS News that people need to take steps to make sure that it doesn't spread.
If we can go back to having very, very high standards with regard to making sure that people are vaccinated and making sure that the immunization rates are better, that's our best method of protection.
The overall polio vaccination rate in New York is 86% among children 5 and under. Officials are concerned about some city zip codes where fewer than 2/3 of kids have received the polio vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A woman suffering a diabetic emergency got double the help from twin sisters with life-saving skills who happened to be on the same Boston to Florida flight. Firefighter Lindsay Byrne of Wayland, Massachusetts, is also a paramedic, and her sister, Nurse Nicole Kelly of Leahy Hospital and Medical Center in Burlington, Mass., were on a trip to visit their parents August 1st when a woman was found unresponsive in one of the plane's bathrooms.
There wasn't, like, a lot of having to discuss what we're doing or any, I guess, conflict. Like, I didn't have one idea and she didn't have another. It was more of we're on the same page.
This is USA Radio News.